You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Black Men Podcast. That's right. You want to be heard in the black man's world? Simple, they're complicated. Just relax and observe. Breaking down of our families, restructuring communities. To wake up and see, only your losers are free. Your enemy is your memory. We at your door, black male delivery. Your enemy is your memory.
I like music.
But you're a project guy.
That don't mean I like everybody.
No, I don't mean, I shouldn't have said like.
I actually got a complaint about you in this whole project thing. Welcome to the Black Male Podcast. TS is who I am.
Oh, he shut me up. Straight down is who I am. Get to it, man. He shut me up.
You are now tuned in to episode 152. We really hope you guys enjoy 151. I was with Pastor Paul L. Anderson.
More serious episode.
That was a great episode. I rather enjoyed that episode.
I loved it.
I can't wait till we do more like that. And
we will do more.
And then, you know, we'll get it shaking. But I have a tiff with you.
You set me up, man.
Yeah, I did.
I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna let you cook.
So you always talk about me being a project guy. How are you an artist that's putting out a project and you don't even listen to projects, but you want others to listen to yours?
Because I'm an artist before I'm a fan at this point. Because I'm putting out a lot of music at one time. I got a lot of projects I'm doing. It's not because I don't like projects. I'm just not very receptive of a lot of new material until it's introduced to me. That's why I go out my way to try to properly introduce myself to new people. If something's introduced to me, I will listen to it.
The whole project, you'll listen to it. See?
It depends. Like, some projects are too damn long.
What's too long?
15, 17 songs of a person that's just being introduced to me is excessive.
But you don't listen to no projects. That's what you say.
That's obviously not true.
Okay, then let's get down to the root cause.
Not obviously.
Let's get down to the root cause.
That's really not true. Okay. I'm going to tell you, because I listened to Freddie Gibbs.
Fire.
I did listen to a lot of music on that project. I did listen to The Clips.
Fire.
I mean, I guess The Clips don't count because that's where it's on the level. But I listened to it when it did drop. Mm-hmm. I didn't finish Slick Rick.
I didn't either.
I didn't like it.
I didn't either.
Not because it was trash, just because I think my expectations was too high.
That was mine. I know it was my expectation.
Yeah, I listened to Benny the Butcher.
Yeah. I didn't like the first half of it is not good at all.
I listened to it because my son had told me he liked it, so I listened to it.
The first half of it isn't good at all.
So
you listen to Ghostface Joint New yet?
It's only that single.
No, the whole project though.
I thought the project didn't drop till like the 6th.
Oh, you might be right. You might be right. I might have got something early.
The single produced by Scram Jones.
Fire.
Yeah. Well, a couple
but
producers.
That's a cheat code, too. That beat he used is a cheat code. It was a cheat code.
So you see where I'm going?
It was a cheat code.
And I had a healthy conversation with a great producer brother of mine, and I said.
What'd you tell Ski?
Yes. I said, bro, we know it's a cheat code, but I am saying. The quality of what he is spitting, I think, is dope.
Yeah, it's very good.
Ghost
high quality.
Sounds great.
Sounds great. Sounds super good.
Get out your feelings. I can get in my feelings sometimes with lyrical content.
Hold on. What he in his feelings about? Ski be off the ledge.
He said
sometimes.
The production is lazy.
Oh, because of the beat.
It's a recognizable
sample.
Don't
get me wrong. Ski, let me look in the camera. Ski, if you don't pull out them old beats from early 2000 and fucking 1990-something, the 1900s, you crazy. You better pull out them dats and go through them beats and give them to them young niggas. Them young niggas ain't doing nothing but recreating what we loved and started out with. You better go and jump on and sell them shit.
Okay.
Put the bullshit.
First of all, we have a problem because we're 5 minutes within the podcast and I agree with this nigga. I'm not happy. I'm not feeling good about this. Our last episode was with a pastor that I consider a brother, and it was a great show. So I guess I'm owed this bullshit. And I'm starting off with profanity because
we did not get the cuss the last episode.
we had to hold out. And this guy even called me Corey. I felt so violated. But okay, let's get back on that topic with that disclaimer. He has to get out of his feelings as a producer. And as an MC, I'm getting out of my feelings now.
Okay.
And the point of what I'm saying is a lot of my newer stuff is more personal. A lot of it is more direct. A lot of stuff is more straight to the point. And a lot of it's just, I don't give a fuck. This is what I feel right now. This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Right? Not saying I didn't do that before.
You did.
But I think I overlooked a lot of things before. Trying to make a perfect record that don't exist. Or a perfect record for me, which I can't say what a perfect record is for me because I'm different every day.
Right. I get it.
I have to just create within my own space. And I've been doing that more now. So.
That's good.
As a producer, I think Scram Jones, that's what he did. Ghostface is reintroducing himself to young people. But he's also bringing back in the fans he already has. And I think that beat does that. For an introductory single, even though it's a beat that we're familiar with as far as the base of it, I think he did good with it.
I think he did a damn good job.
The example that my good brother Ski Sharp used was when Pete Rock came out with Common and they sampled the bridge. Quite a few of us weren't happy with how that was done.
Right. Now,
the project was dope.
The project was super dope.
But I think that
and
was
that
probably,
song was fire too.
I think that was one of the weakest records on there though.
I don't think it was done well.
But I get why he did it though.
Right.
But it wasn't still whack.
Because y'all
play that?
Is from Queens and y'all, and that's the only reason.
I mean, being from Queens, I should like it. Being from Queens, I should like it.
But you're not going to like it because.
What?
Because of the general context of that.
No, I don't think it was done well. That's the only reason I don't like it.
I get it.
I think that beat could have been done better. But that still doesn't make it whack.
Song was pretty good, man.
This is my problem. And this is what I was going to use later on in the pod, but I changed it to something else. Most of our disappointments are because of unrealistic expectations.
Yes, that's normally the case.
We want these people to make these superhero albums, bro. Like,
that's not happening.
Son, you be wanting to tell people, son, please, listen to this record. It's not
and I'm
bad.
Tired of us, in general, talking about artists, especially artists from our time, creating music today, and we want them to create the music that they did then. I don't want to hear that shit.
He don't sell dope
no more. I love the fact that he dropping Supreme Clientele, too. But I don't want it to sound exactly like the first Supreme Clientele. I don't want it to sound
it
like
it shouldn't.
That.
If it says two, it should be
it
an
should
upgrade.
Stand, yeah, it should stand alone. And that's what I want to hear from Ghostface.
Same core foundation, but a different expression.
Yep, that's what I want to hear from Ghostface.
Well, I mean, hey, Ghostface is what?
Ghostface is might be the best song creator on Wu-Tang. If you start thinking about it.
I don't have to.
Okay, so you know it is.
I don't want to agree with you again. I'm not saying anything.
Because Raekwon dropped the whole project. And that shit sound good. That shit sounded real good.
Oh, I listened to that whole album. My breakdown of Wu-Tang is this right here. I think technically, lyrically.
Method Man is the best.
No, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Technically, lyrically, I think Deck and GZA.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Technically, lyrically.
I'll give you that.
As far as the star of the Wu-Tang and totality of an entertainer, that is Method Man.
Right.
Period.
Yes.
It ain't even close.
Not even close.
But as far as just making good
records,
I think that's Ghostface.
Yep.
I always said that.
It's Ghost and Ray, but Ghost more.
I would say Ghost,
then
I would say Ray, because they do stuff with each other all the time.
I
and everybody else just rounds out the group.
Yeah,
I don't think it was fair to put RZA in the top 25 worst MCs ever, though. I don't think that was fair.
Because he wasn't. Yes, he started out by himself MC, but let's go in producer. He's a top five producer, maybe a top 10 producer.
Yeah, but they listed him as top 25 worst rappers.
That's crazy to me.
I don't think RZA's whack.
I don't think
RZA got
either.
To a point to where he tries so hard to be out there that he really is out there.
No, he's out there.
And a lot
I
of his bars.
Hard. I think
but a lot of those yeah, I do think it's natural. I do think it's natural. But a lot of his bars, if you listen to him without the music and the hard to digest cadence.
Right.
He be saying some shit.
He be saying some shit every time.
It's just not like a good record.
Mm-mm.
But if you hear him say some shit a cappella, you be like, ooh.
It's a goal. It's
that's,
a good
yeah,
goal.
That's
yeah.
a jewel. That's a jewel. But it don't the make it a record, though.
The problem is with artists that are producers as well. When they make the beat and then they put their vocals on it, you know what they do? They go back and change parts of the beat. Oh, this is going to sound better on my voice. ooh, let me drop this. Let me add this chime.
Who the top three rapping producer, though?
Top three rapping producers? Yeah. Kanye, number one.
Yeah, you would have to put them there.
Kanye, number one. Rapping producer. Shit. I'm not saying Pete Rock is number two, but he's in there.
Okay.
He's in that.
No particular order. I'm just saying, okay. Just name
so
three.
So Kanye, Pete Rock. I'm not mentioning that nigga. I'm gonna keep his name out of it. Neither this nigga, neither.
I was just thinking of it in my head. It's just
damn, that's good. That's a hard one. Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre in there.
I was gonna say don't count Dre because he doesn't write anything.
Kanye doesn't write mostly. No, Dr. Dre wrote some shit. Now, we're not going to say Dr. Dre didn't write anything. He wrote shit.
Yeah, 40 years
ago. He wrote shit.
40 years ago.
But some things he didn't write. Kanye don't write everything.
Kanye don't write no more either.
He writes. He still writes. Barely. But he doesn't. We don't know. We're not in
but for this conversation, rooms. I don't think it matters.
I don't think it matters either. So
we're talking about producers.
Kanye, Dre, Pete Rock.
Kanye, Dre, and Pete Rock. Mount Rushmore, need one more.
One more. It's hard, man. Because you could say, if we go down south, we could say Manny Fresh. But
you would put Manny Fresh over Diamond D? I'm just playing devil's advocate at this point. I'm just throwing out names as soon as it pop up in my mind.
I ain't like all the Diamond D shit.
You liked all the Manny Fresh rapping?
Everything Manny Fresh did, I don't know why.
Rapping?
Yeah. That shit was on point, bro.
Him rapping is so comical.
It's funny, but that shit rolled.
That's
that
wild. I watch
clubs go crazy as a DJ, as a Patreon.
I'm saying, Mount Rushmore of rapping producers.
Here we go. Havoc.
Ooh.
Havoc. There we go.
You fixed it.
Havoc.
You fixed it.
There we go.
Good job. You fixed it because I was about to go in.
I wasn't going to include him. I kept saying that. I was like, I'm not including him.
Yeah, but then you said it.
I had to say it because you brought up Diamond D.
It's still a turnover.
I had to say it.
Bro, that's still a turnover. You didn't wait for me to get over.
Diamond D was a bad pass.
I was coming around on the curl. You didn't wait. You still turned the ball over.
Because you threw a bad pass for the curl. You threw a pass and you wanted to give it go. And you came with Diamond D as the give.
Okay.
So I threw a pass with the go.
Okay.
It just didn't touch you in the right place.
You still threw it out of bounds, though. We can talk about what happened later. You still threw it out of bounds.
Because I'm not mad at that.
That was.
But Havoc.
That was on the fly.
Sometimes we forget about Havoc. Shit, if we want to talk Alchemist. Alchemist was not a bad rapper at all.
He doesn't have really a catalog as a rapper, though.
Alchemist got whole projects out.
I'm talking about as far as when you have a discussion, most people in the room are going to know what you're talking about.
I get you.
There's only a few of us that know that. Now, let me change that. Let me not say he doesn't have a catalog. Alchemist does have music. What I'm saying is household conversation catalog.
Okay. All right. I get you. Havoc doesn't either.
Yeah, he does. Mobb Deep.
He got it with Mobb Deep. Well,
everybody knows Havoc does day production if they know Mobb Deep.
That's a fact.
Now, if you don't know Mobb Deep.
And he rapped on every song on Mobb Deep album.
He was originally a rapper.
Yeah.
He just fell into production by accident and got good at it. Meant to be. It's not a bad list, though. I ain't mad.
Yeah.
You cooking?
Stick said I'm cooking.
Yeah, Manny Fresh is about to be a problem, though.
Diamond D was about to be a problem to me.
You said Manny Fresh.
You said Diamond D first. That's what made me throw the...
I don't know if
you,
I said it
yes,
first.
Yes, you said Diamond D.
No, you said Manny Fresh, and I said you would pick Manny Fresh over Diamond D.
Oh, yeah. You did that.
I was going to say Diamond D. Now, I will tell you this.
You did do that.
A lot of New York brothers will say Diamond D within the first sentence.
That's typical, though.
But how can you say Diamond D over Havoc or even Diamond D over RZA?
Right. That's typical, though.
Why? Havoc and RZA is New York, too.
But it's only a certain demographic of... people that, because we only talking to a certain demographic of New Yorkers, and that's niggas your age, between my age and your age. All of them niggas gonna say that.
Some of them need to relax. Like, really, do you love the music or you just close-minded listening to the same things?
I get it.
That's for people that always speak about the culture, that's no good for the culture to be close-minded towards the culture.
That's the culture.
Part of the culture is being close-minded?
Yes, that's what I feel like. Me and a brother of mine been having a...
Even if that's true, that's not cool.
I know it ain't. Brother of mine been having a conversation this morning. We were having a back and forth conversation. It was a hip-hop conversation. And it started with this clip of this guy playing the Fred the Godson freestyle on Funk Flex. And he was breaking it down to his son. He a white guy.
Son nice.
Yeah, no, son is nice. So he a white guy. And I said, best person to use for a bar breakdown. And then he put Jada, and he put a question mark. I said, Jada is up there as well, but his is more typical bars. Fred's is a little more complex. And I'm not saying the bars aren't bad. I'm not saying his bars are bad. We know what Jada does. But if Jada spits a bar, you understand it. You get it as soon as it's spit out. Fred the Godson is going to throw a double entendre on top of a flip, and he's going to give you a little more complexity when it comes to a freestyle bar. Then he said Fred would have been big now. I said, that's what I said. I said, shit, to be real, I said, cats need to study. I flipped it. I said, because we were talking about niggas that need to be studied. I said, cats need to study Malice from the clips in this era if we talking bars because of what he did. Then when he said Fred the Godson, Fred would have been big now, I said, no, he wouldn't be.
No.
I said, he wouldn't be, bro. I said, I love Fred, but he would have been the.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Same. He never pushed his pen. He never pushed his pen when it came to making songs. I said, as much as a lot of these cats, he'd be a lot more popping because it would be a great time for him. I said, he died 5 years ago. So he was alive for when Griselda already was moving and shaking. He was alive for the whole Griselda movement. And then he thought about it. He said, yeah, that's what I meant. He would have benefited from the lane Griselda created. I said, on that one, you are correct. He would have did an album with 38 Special. And I was like, I agree. I said, cause he would have been the only true NY City cat doing it. Cause at this moment, bars, like a ton of bars for the new younger guys, there's nobody we could think of from NYC. Everybody is from upstate New York. Everyone is from upstate New York.
None of that equates to being big.
No.
He would have had a career as a rapper.
He already had a career as a rapper. I think he would.
No, what I'm saying, he would have maintained right. his career as a rapper.
He'd have been a lot more face value known because of what's going on right now. He would not have been a big name MC.
He would have had to been active.
Yeah, and that was his problem.
Yeah,
he was not like super active.
38 Special, they active. They have a level of success because they're active. They have to
active
be active
as fuck.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about being independent, man. Mm-hmm. Like, once you catch on, you just got to stay active. The hardest part is catching on. But once you catch on, that's when you just got to turn up and let loose.
I totally agree.
You can't be doing, like, one EP every 3 years type shit.
And
like,
that's what Fred used to do. That's that, bro. No disrespect. That's that lazy New York shit.
Your EP lasts a good 90 days.
You think about.
At the most.
You think about.
If 90 days.
Yeah, I agree. What's Lloyd Banks? Lloyd Banks has dropped quite a few very dope projects, but they so few and far between.
You don't think, God damn, bro. You don't think he's improved his grind over the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's because it's more consistent.
That's what I'm saying. You got to give him credit for what he's doing now.
I'm giving him credit for what he's doing now, but it's still what you just said. What did you just say?
He went from zero, though.
What did you just say?
What?
EP lasts how many days?
It's about 90 days. I think it's like 90 days.
That nigga's still dropping every year like this back in the day.
But he wasn't dropping at all for like 10 years. I'm exaggerating with the 10.
but it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
So, I mean, he's progressing, right?
He is.
Still, come on, Banks.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to at least do 2 EPs a year.
at least two. At least on the low end.
Yeah. I done lost my mind. I'm about to drop 4 more before the year's out.
See? At least on it. You ain't dropping 4 more.
I am. I'm gonna watch.
I'm doubting.
Listen, I am your doubter.
I'm your brother, and I'm gonna doubt it.
He's doing that because now it's gonna make me do the shit. I'm gonna tell you, it's Love Makes a Difference. The experience with Tech One upstate.
I think I know the names of the project. Hold oh, you doing it for the people? Okay, my bad. Love makes a difference. The experience with Tech
What is wrong with this guy? I shouldn't even be laughing at this guy right now. This nigga threw me all off course. I had a whole spiel.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Vinyl Tears okay. with Kwan J.
Okay, that's gonna be fire. Yep.
Yeah, uh-huh. And I got a joint with Giant Sleep.
Okay.
Whiskey.
Okay. All right,
that's dedicated to my pops. All right.
I ain't heard that last one. That's the one I didn't hear about.
I ain't do it yet.
That shit ain't coming out. 2026.
No.
That one 2026.
Three. But I'm saying.
The first three, I know.
But listen, Love Makes a Difference is actually finished.
I know, that's been done.
I got one more record.
Oh, why? I thought that was done.
Nah, it's a record called Lonely Road. I just got a redo.
Oh, you just,
I did it already. It's a redo.
Okay, I remember that. You're right.
It's a cheat.
Okay.
I'm doing the lyrics over.
All
right. I'm changing it. Three words. No, because my man's wife died and my brother's lady died. I'm putting their names in, in the record. So that's a cheat, but they don't have to know that. You know, I told you, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
And the experience, that's what my man upstate.
Right.
That's just two more records.
Okay.
And Vinyl Tears, that's just three more records.
Okay.
Because I did one for his project, and then I sent you one when you was in Florida.
Yeah, I just have it. Warriors. I haven't listened to it yet.
Something different.
I've been tired, bro. I was sleeping in.
That's it. And when Giant Sleep, just five records.
All right.
If I don't have that, it's Ski Fall.
All right. I still got to call Ski.
Because I need him to give me something different.
I get it. Change it up a little bit.
You know, because when Giant Sleep, I did the cover. It's just me and my father sleeping. So it's me rapping to my pops.
For I like that. That's going to be fire.
Got to have the right beats, though. Don't give me no regular shit.
I get it.
But
that one won't be done until 2026.
Well, okay, in my defense, this is August. If I do those three... Over. If I do those three, 40 years over, I think that's phenomenal.
Okay. I'm not knocking it. You said four.
I'm going to tell you
and
something.
And I already know it ain't going to be four.
I'm going to tell you something. This is my problem with people like this, right?
And Ski, slow as hell. Ski, I love you. Slow as hell.
As long as it's not my fault, I'm fine. I'll come back on the show and I say it's not my fault. I didn't have the music in place and I was ready because, you know, it don't take me long to write. But this is what I hate about people like this guy, right? If I'm not in the room, this guy will talk about me the way he wants to talk about me, right? So this is how I look at this thing. They say a true friend talks about you in powerful ways when you're not in the room, right?
Always.
But
uh-huh.
This guy talks to me like I'm trash on the show.
Always.
That's bullshit, see?
What did he say, everyone, at the start of the fucking show? I can't believe we agree. We can't start off like this. Nigga, you act like you don't know what this is. Nigga.
No.
This is what we do.
I said I don't want to agree at the start of the show. This is some bullshit.
Right.
That's what I said.
And I'm always going to give you hell on this pod.
That's all right.
But I'm a big supporter. Hey, buy merch. I don't even have to buy merch. I buy merch.
Yeah, but you got a lot of free shit, too.
I get it. That's what I'm saying.
That's
why I say I don't have to buy it, because I normally get this shit for free.
Okay, let the people know that. Don't be like,
that's what I'm saying. I also purchase, because I like to make sure I put something in my man's hands.
Man, he make his brother pay for all that stuff.
Nah.
Okay,
let people know
that.
That's why I said, because I don't have to, but I do.
Okay,
you do. I pull out cameras whenever we need it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm there when we talking about business.
All right, listen. He does pull out the cameras, but as a friend, I don't OD, though.
No, you don't. You could. And I wouldn't have a problem with it.
It's not my style. I want to pick certain things that I think will challenge you.
Right.
Like, I think if we go to New York and you film, I think you will have fun doing that.
I already got ideas for that.
See?
Yeah.
That's so
whenever you're ready, we figure out the time.
That's me respecting your intellectual creativity. I don't want to just go to Durham and just film something.
Nah.
That's not using my resources.
And after your man shot that one joint.
Now, I would ask you to go to Charlotte or something if we had something
after
going on.
After your man shot that one situation. That opened my mind.
Oh, I got two more I'm doing with him. He gave me a trade out special.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. After what he did, I went and upgraded my lens kit, everything.
No, I will say, and not just because this is my video, and it don't have the best numbers in none of my videos because the number games are different. And
right.
Doing my thing organic.
That's the best video.
Yes.
That's the best video. And I shot two videos. And that's the best video.
And it's more than just him. It's just the energy of just.
Right.
Everybody in the room, I can look at it and I feel like the old guy in the room.
I'm going off of him. Them angles was different.
But everybody gave what should have been given.
I agree. I totally agree.
If the energy wasn't there, it would have been a great shot with some goofy niggas.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody was smiling when he needed to smile.
Yep.
Then again, maybe they wasn't doing nothing. He might have just flipped it and made it look like we were doing something.
Nah, we were smiling. Niggas was on point. Everybody was very.
But niggas don't know they was getting caught on point.
Nope.
Yeah. We're gonna
bro did a great job with that shit. Bro.
I got two more I'm doing.
And you knew your verses. This nigga don't never know he can't lip sync for shit.
I don't know. Lip sync
for shit. I did two videos with him. Nigga could lip sync for shit.
Yeah. We all got weaknesses.
but he was on it. I was like, oh shit. I said, bro, in his bop. He in his duffel.
I admittedly was a little hyped. All my brothers was with me. Everybody had on Love Mad gear.
Yeah.
Everybody was happy to be there. I got to introduce my other brothers with my brothers.
Nah.
I've never had a good energy like that in a video. Most of my videos is just me and you.
Damn, you're right.
We together all the time.
God damn.
Right. It's hard to really like turn that shit up to another level. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
we just having fun with each other without realizing we have to transfer that fun.
Right. To the camera. Yeah.
To the people, you know what I mean?
Even the podcast scene that we did, that shit was hard on there.
He filmed the fuck out of that.
I know he got all that.
I wish we had the dialogue. We had
the audio on.
Yeah. I don't even know what we was talking about. It was funny.
Yo, it was an epic crack. And that imagery was regular us. What we do here.
That screenshot was hard.
Yeah, that's why it's the cover of the podcast now. Why it's the fucking cover.
All right, let's get to the show, man.
We're going to go back to sports, but I'm going to jump back. We're going to stay in music. I want to talk about Nas. And I want to talk about Nas in a spectrum of what he's doing. He said something on the Clips Project where he said, I'm underhandedly keeping hip-hop in its truest form. And I fucking agree. Because of what his label Mass Appeal is doing when it comes to major-wise, where it's pushing, and it's not only pushing.
Who's seen that coming?
No, none of us. And not a soul of us saw that shit coming.
I love it, though.
The way the nigga been rapping himself, we always know Nas is a tactician when it comes to MCing.
Queen.
We ain't never taking that from him. But the shit he did by himself, by building his name back up as a MC, as a top-tier lyricist rapper, with the shit he did with Hit Boy, and the shit that he's about to do with Premier is something to see. And then to turn around and take your label, Mass Appeal has been around for a little while, and it only had really that we knew of was Dave East. For you to flip it and you dropping Supreme Clientele 2. You just dropped What's the Name's Project. I think it was under Mass Appeal as well.
Slick Rick was under
Mass Appeal. Not Ghostface, but Raekwon was under Mass Appeal.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got you got two other projects that's dropping.
And he's letting the artists do what the artists
do. He's letting them do them.
But you know what's funny?
I love that shit.
This is a side note. I'm going to throw it back to you. This is a side note. New York rappers have been talking that bullshit since the 90s.
Yes.
About getting big and putting all these people on.
Yep.
Ain't nobody done it right yet.
He the only one did. So far, he's the only one doing it right.
But go ahead.
Nah. I mean, I ain't had much more. It's just great.
But I would have never guessed he would have did it, because you know, in the beginning, he was all about Jungle and the Bravehearts.
That's it. Which I understand. That's his brother.
No, I do get it. But when it comes to business and representing the culture, it has to go deeper than that.
Right. I mean, he did what he was supposed to do, especially coming up. I got to push my people. These are my people. We from Queensbridge. I got to push my people. So I understood that. The same shit he did a lot of niggas don't. They give him his just dues, but it sometimes be a little underhanded. Like 50 Cent, he gives Nas his just due. And then sometimes it be a little underhanded. Noriega, he gave Nas his just due. And then it was a little underhanded as well. Them niggas needed Nas. Nas helped them niggas out.
Nas had shitted on Nori one time on the radio.
He shitted on 52 on the radio. I remember that.
Pretty bad. Stepped the game up.
Yeah. I don't know, but we call it shitted on.
Nah, he shitted on Nori.
I remember.
He admitted to shitting on him. He was in a bad mood. He meant what he said, though.
But was he wrong?
Well,
At that time, Nori needed to step up. Especially when Capone went to jail. We're not looking for Nori to be the lyrical miracle.
Exactly. We're not looking for content with Nori.
No, we are looking for content.
Neptune had a cocky spaniel.
That shit hard.
That ain't no bar.
That's fucking retarded, man. What?
Yo, the hook was hard, and that was an accident.
I love it, son. Yeah, that's how he counting his bars.
We not look
superstar.
I can't count bars.
What?
I can't count bars at all.
We're not going to talk about that. I don't feel like that right now.
I can't. I just did a whole record, and when I stopped rapping, the record went off. Perfect timing. And I can't count bars.
We're going to move on, bro.
I don't know how to count.
We're talking about Nas right now.
No, Nas is iconic. I'm not comparing myself to Nas. Nobody get in the comments with that bullshit. Definitely not what I said.
I agree.
But he's iconic.
Yes, he is.
Mass Appeal was a dope idea.
It was, man. I mean, the name of the record, name of the label, Mass Appeal.
I think that's
that dope. Right there alone is some hip hop shit, bro.
I remember when he first got it started, I was really wondering, like, damn, what are you going to do? I wonder what artist is going to come next.
You right. I think they got a list of artists that they dropping on.
I wish Rakim would have went with them. I didn't like the other thing Rakim did.
I
then they said it was.
I'm gonna be cool because I ain't got nothing. I'm gonna keep it a band. I don't have nothing positive about nothing Rakim does. And since when he did the shit with Dre,
why is that a bad thing? It's just an opinion.
I know, man, but I personally feel like certain acts are off limits for discretion when we talk about music. You know what I'm saying? I think certain people are off limits.
Why? Who said that?
I do. I personally do.
You think certain people are off limits?
I think certain artists are off limits. For critique, yes. Yep.
I think it might be off limits to go in, but I don't think it's off limits on critique. I think it's fair to say a project is disappointing.
It's opinion based. I feel like certain artists are off
limits. Everything's opinion based too.
Right.
As far as that.
I think it's just certain artists are off limits.
Well, the only problem I had with Rakim last project was it was a featured kind of album. Every right. album had features. I really wanted to hear what Rakim had on his mind, what he had going on. But that's just my
I get it.
Personally I wanted to hear it. But
yo, would you sign a deal with Mass Appeal?
Would I?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, nigga, I'll leave this show right now and get on the plane. Hell wrong with you, my nigga. I ain't bringing no suitcase, man. What? Yo, Nas, holla at me, Jay. Word up. I had a whole album done in 30 days.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Word.
I'm trying to find an axe that's his website is dope though, but it's also a little redundant.
Nas the type, man. He might make you do the whole album over. Like, nah, Shane. You from Queens. Let's do it bigger than this. Hey, son, orange blue skies, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Orange blue skies,
that's
baby.
That's when that shit ain't going to drop. So you say that bullshit.
Hey, if you give me an advance, I don't care if it drop.
That's bad, dude.
Hey, man, tax write off me.
God damn. I can't drop the releases. But, you know, we here. All right, man. I think we kind of stated the last one. We'll move to sports, man. Your man Michael Parsons, he's requesting a trade. What's your thoughts before I talk shit?
Well,
that's your team, even though you're converting over to Eagles. That's your team.
Fly Eagles, fly. We're gonna keep it Cowboys though. But my problem with Michael Parsons is this, man. You a first ballot Hall of Famer kind of talent kind of thing. With the Cowboys, I don't think they're using him properly. I don't think the defense is run properly, but this guy does everything wrong social media-wise. He does everything wrong every time he opens his mouth.
Every time.
He just does. And I'm tired of acting like he don't, because I do, just to be devil's advocate. Bro, you are an amazing talent.
Yes.
And this has nothing to do with me liking the Cowboys from a child. Michael Parsons is doubled, if not triple team, every play.
Yeah, because
he hardly ever gets a call. So people kill me with the numbers. Oh, he only had 12 sacks. I don't know any other edge rusher that gets double and triple team as much as him. But it's the team's fault because they don't have a good player on the other end.
Right. There's no scheming.
So, knowing this, you have to wait to get paid. And then Jerry Jones does this with everybody. And then he pays him last minute. But on the plus side, when you get paid last minute, you're going to get paid more.
And Michael Parsons.
Because the market is getting ready to go up again.
He's still got 3 years on this current deal.
Yeah, but the market's getting ready to go up again.
Yep.
So if you're going to wait to pay him, you're going to be paying him astronomical numbers. Now, Stephen A. said, and this messes up something I was going to say at the end of the show, but Stephen A. said he should sit out for a year.
Right.
And I was like, why would he sit out for a year and don't get paid? And he was like, that's part of, that'll be his negotiating power or whatever, what have you. And I'm like, no, I don't think that
with a 3 year still on the deal?
Yeah.
That's not gonna make sense.
Nah, but that's what Stephen A. was saying.
Stephen A. be wrong a lot, bro.
Well, we're all wrong a lot, but he said that.
Stephen A. be wrong.
He said that emphatically, and I was like, yeah, bro, you tripping.
Stephen A. stay wrong. Like, bro, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he tripping.
I'm about tired of him, but I don't feel like doing that right now at this particular
moment. Nah, but we're not talking about him. We're talking about Michael Parsons. The Cowboys have a new coach.
Yep, they do.
So you should be trying to get a new kind of culture and environment, man. You know what I'm saying? And Jerry Jones is Jerry Jones, and I don't think his son is going to be any better. I just think that's the dynamic of how they move.
Yeah. So. Nah, that family is them first, everybody else, y'all get in line. That's what that is. I'm not mad at it all the way, but it's like, come on, guys.
Well, football ain't like basketball. You know, people demand trades in basketball all the time.
All the time.
But football, you know, it doesn't really happen a lot with football.
Because of their collective bargaining.
Well, football trades are trash. Like, you'll trade somebody like Deebo Samuel and get a third-round draft pick for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, football trades are weird.
I'm not mad at that because Deebo hasn't shown anything in a while.
No, what I'm saying, basketball trades, you have to match salaries. You got to do all these different things. Football, if you really don't want a nigga, you can get rid of a number one wide receiver for a seventh round draft pick just because you want him gone.
Yeah.
And it's fine. You can't do that in the NBA.
Nah. It's a little more work in the league.
Yeah. Like, if you want somebody gone, you can just get rid of him. Like, here, you can have him. Give me a bag of chips and a smoothie.
Let's talk about Dame a little. We didn't get to talk about this because of our interview. We got Dame. He re-signed with Portland. What's your thoughts? How you feel about that re-signing with Portland?
Well, he gets to, retire in Portland.
He never wanted to leave, but why everyone think he's retiring right now?
I didn't say he's retiring right now. I said he can retire in Portland. I mean, he might be able to play 4 or 5 more years. I don't know.
Right.
We don't know how he's going to recover. And the kind of game he has, he might end his career as a sixth man just getting buckets off the bench. Don't have to worry about number scoring. Can't say he's not capable. He gets buckets. And he just got named the GM of his alma mater.
Right.
Something else good with him. Mm-hmm. You know, hometown guy. I mean, I think it's cool. I mean, it's weird to leave and then come right back like
that. He never wanted to go. He never wanted to leave.
No, but so it's still weird take to that leave. In account.
Okay, well. He never wanted. So that's a surprise. He never wanted to go.
Then letting him go didn't help anybody.
No, it did.
It didn't really make Milwaukee better.
No, it didn't.
And it didn't make Portland really worse. They was already bad. It was worse probably ticket sale-wise because Dame is he's still a box office draw, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe he's still a box office draw. Especially in Portland, I believe he's a box office draw.
Especially in Portland.
So, I don't know. That was almost like a wash. Hmm. Whatever went on behind the scenes conversation-wise, I mean, we don't know. But
I guess we'll see how he returned off of this Achilles.
I think it's good. Even with Melo, I wish Melo could have returned to the Knicks, retired as a Knick or something. You know, New York did love him, even though they kind of ran him out of the city. Yeah, but that's like some
Phil
New York
Jackson
bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah, really, Phil Jackson.
Because he didn't like that era.
He poisoned the water.
He didn't like that era of LeBron, Wade, Melo. He didn't like none of them. Bosh, all of them that came out that draft, he didn't like none of them.
I mean, he really didn't like Kobe.
No, he did.
His book wasn't all that kind.
And people forget Kobe wanted to leave the Lakers. The niggas act like Kobe wanted to stay at the Lakers. He was trying to get up out of there. If it wasn't for the logo kept him there.
Phil Jackson was an ass. Jerry West was a very well-loved individual. He was.
The logo kept him there. The logo told him, we not going to trade you.
I think he was overrated as a player, though.
You think he was overrated? I don't feel like talking that.
But that's like,
it was,
way before our
time.
It was
when he came out. You know what I mean? So I don't want to call him overrated. He did what he was supposed to do for that time. He was something that yes, era did not
see. How long? Is he going to stay the logo forever?
Yeah. Why would you change it? Who would it be?
Was he even the best player at that time?
I don't know. I wasn't born.
He played around Wilt and all these other guys. He was the best player. I mean, you know you're not going to have Wilt Chamberlain as a logo.
Come on, man. Someone dribbling the basketball. A lot of people would have
known. No, the logo is actually dope.
No one would have never known that Jerry was the logo if no one didn't say it. It just looked like a nigga dribbling the basketball.
Well, dummies like me that watch like old footage, that's how his body looked when he dribbled.
That's true.
I've seen that, but that don't count. I just watch a lot of footage. I get bored. I used to do a lot of highlight tapes and shit when I was a teenager.
See?
That's just bored around the house type of shit.
So my thing is, why would they change it now?
No, I don't think they should. I just want to hear what you was going to say.
That shit alone.
It ain't hurting nobody, man.
It ain't hurting
but the soul. I was at a
Kobe. I don't want to see a Kobe or Jordan emblem as the fucking logo.
I see Jordan in the form of my shoes.
Right, me too.
And I talk shit about Jordan all the time, but some of them are so fire.
Yeah.
I can't help it. No. But I'll say this. I was at a cookout one time, and this is back when I was drinking a little bit too much, a little bit. I was fading away from it. But I didn't drink a lot that day
because
I was getting off of it. This guy was drunk. He wanted to argue with me about the logo because he said it was Pete Maravich. And I said, yo, it's not Pete Maravich. Like, the NBA really doesn't like Pete Maravich.
No, they didn't like
Pete. Jerry West is the logo. Hell no, nigga, fuck that. That's Pete Maravich. And I was like, what would make you think Pete Maravich is the logo? I'm talking calm. Nigga yelling loud, whoa, and everybody else walks in the room. And then he was like, Google that shit. I said, bro, listen, if you Google it, you're going to be mad. I know for a fact it's not Pete Maravich, bro.
Right.
Like, he is the most unwhite white person to ever play in the NBA. Unwhite
white person, I agree.
Argue me down, bro. And then I was convinced a lot of people just really
they just be talking.
Don't know what the fuck they're talking
about. And especially when alcohol get involved and a lot of people around, motherfuckers be peacocking.
It wasn't the fact he was wrong. It was just the fact that he was yelling at me, bro.
He was adamant.
Admit, bro.
that's a lot of time. But once again, you got certain people that battery gets put in their back once alcohol and people are around. When a lot of people are around, you can peacock. You can show all your feathers. You can show all your beautiful colors. And you can be loud within your colors. And then you got someone that's in front of them, like, calm, like, my nigga.
He made me look great, son.
Right, because you like, I'm chilling.
I was the man. I was laid back like this. I was the man.
And then when now we Google it, and the shit says,
yo,
the logo has been this guy.
He tried to prove me wrong the rest of the night. Just all everything. I was like, bro, come on, chill.
See, he had to get some get back. His peacock
There's
didn't
no
work.
Get back.
All right, I want to play a video right quick.
Okay, we're back on the video game.
Yeah, I want to play the audio, a little audio. I'm gonna start posting the video. I'm gonna put the video like right in the middle somewhere.
You said that before.
I know, man, but I've been doing the what's the name?
I don't think they was popping. I think Shannon was.
They're talking about
you don't think first take was popping? It still was number one. Don't do that.
Anybody that was really still watching it like that.
I don't watch it either, but number one is number one.
But you know what? I'm gonna tell you back at like 10 years ago, I worked at this job where ESPN would just run all day. Nobody was actually watching it.
That's still today.
I know. My point is, there's a difference between you having ratings and having cultural impact.
Oh, relevant.
And sometimes you have ratings just because it's a popular channel and it's just on. But people were actually watching Shannon. I don't know if people were actually watching Stephen A. like that. But
That's a good point.
Yeah, I'm just, thank you. Appreciate that. But with Stephen A., I think he felt the pressure of the impact of Shannon and what they was doing over there. Right. So as soon as he was out, it was like, oh yeah, now I could be the big homie again. Because he's gone. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell everybody he got fired. And I was, look, I came and saved the day. Mm-hmm. You know, us over here, number one, mm-hmm. I brought him in.
Right.
Because I like Shannon.
It's a chess move.
It's a chess move. So yeah. Now it makes you look like the guy.
Right.
When you weren't really the guy. So I just think that's how he did it.
Makes him look like he may have made a mistake. So now he's uncomfortable.
I don't think nobody looks at it as Stephen A. making a mistake because I don't think anybody believed they was really cool like that to begin with.
Ooh, that part. Mm. Nobody was fooled by that.
And that was from Marcellus Wiley. He has he has two different shows. Marcellus Wiley has a show where he does by himself. And then he has a show where he has quite a few of his people. And they're talking sports, cultural relevancy of certain topics within sports. And just, you know, sports, all sports in general. And
how do you feel about Marcellus?
I've always been a fan of Marcellus Wiley. Okay. I think he also crosses some lines sometimes. But he's one of those guys I do make it a point to watch because a lot of times, bro, he actually be right. He's just his approach to being right be wrong.
little creepy.
You think you're a little creepy?
No, it's a little creepy that I'm agreeing with you again. please continue.
But they were talking about relevancy of First Take, and but mostly they were talking about in a spectrum of Stephen A. Smith. And within that clip I played, I kind of agree. ESPN is a cultural show. Platform.
It is.
That shit is going to be played in every bar. It don't matter what you have going on. You're gonna go to it. I'm not the biggest fan of
ESPN.
Did you
ever consider the numbers the way he's saying it? Like, so many places have ESPN in rotation.
I didn't until I heard. That's why I'm playing that clip. I never thought about that shit.
That's wild.
As someone that's worked in a bar, I've been a bartender. We go to bars and we watch games.
Everybody plays ESPN.
We go to Kickback Jack. ESPN is on all the time.
Have you ever seen FS1 in rotation somewhere?
Never. Maybe one TV based on the game that's on.
If you had
but
to compare,
just the people talking,
if you had to compare
never.
Sports shows, ESPN, FS1.
FS1, to me, had at one point, they, I don't know what the fuck they got going on now.
They
got rid of everybody. At one point, they had, to me, the best
shows. They
had the best shows.
I agree
it was
that.
More realistic. It was more real. ESPN's, that shit was a little more painted on. Now, ESPN had all the best anchors, but every time they get rid of niggas, FS1 scoop them up and create something. You know what I'm saying? Okay. That's what they normally do. ESPN got the best people. You know, shoot, God bless his soul, but what's old boy, black dude that came up with all the catchphrases? What's his name?
Stuart Scott. Oh, legend.
God, bro. Stuart Scott was
legend.
ESPN would have, I don't think ESPN would have ever fired Stu Scott. Yo, he was bouncing around doing all the most impeccable things when it comes to SportsCenter. But I agree in some totality about this. Stephen A. be looking real lame when he by himself and Molly. And that should just be corny. And then he go and throw a couple people in there that might shit on LeBron or someone that just has some super wild off-the-wall takes versus his takes. You know what I'm saying? So we can combat some of the bullshit he be saying. I might have to agree with this in some fashion, and based off of, like we just said, what he said, that shit be on everywhere. It's on everywhere. So the numbers are skewed because it's almost like bots. You ain't got no choice, but you know what I mean? Like, oh, we see all these bot numbers. This is with ESPN. That shit just always on. So it's going to be, dog, it's been moments I cut ESPN on and be in here and it running. For 5 hours, it's just running, and I'm like, I ain't watching nothing. I'll pop up. Oh shit, that's what's going on. All right, boom.
But wouldn't that inflate everyone's numbers?
Who? Everyone like who?
On ESPN, all the shows.
I mean, I think ESPN breaks it down in totality when it comes to numbers. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, all the shows actually get high numbers, especially SportsCenter. SportsCenter is up there. People sit and watch SportsCenter. I mean, or not sit and watch. It's on. Because it just makes sense, especially in the morning. It's probably peak time in the morning. People cut on SportsCenter. And then you remember it used to be Mike and Mike, but now it's just Greeny got his own show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates. So you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Crazy. I used to watch Mike and Mike.
I liked Mike and Mike.
I thought they were dope, man.
I loved their show. Mike and Mike was the shit.
And then when they separated, I was mad as hell. What are you doing this
and
for?
Then he did Mike with his own son. He did a show. Mike did a show with his son.
What'd that last, 2 weeks?
It lasts 2 years, 3 years.
Did it?
Yeah. And then Greeny was off the air for a while, and now he back on with his show that he does right before before First Take, which ain't bad.
That's Get Up, ain't it?
Yeah.
But Greeny with the beard is weird. Greedy had the baby face for like 30 years.
Yeah, he tried to grow up, bro. He tried to show that he a man.
I liked him better without the baby.
And he been around for so long because he used to commentate games.
Him and Golic was fire. Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was fire too.
The Odd Couple was hard, man. That shit was real. The original Odd Couple.
It was the original until they changed it to the
Rob Parker shit.
I did not like Rob Parker.
But what is wrong with him, man?
He's a dick, bro.
He doesn't like anybody.
He's corny as hell, bro.
He hates everybody.
He is corny, bro.
Oh, man. The beauty of sports.
Yeah, but I agree with that, I think. Let's get to the major topic because we're getting ready to end the show in a minute. Let's get to the main topic. I want to talk about Shannon Sharp, but I don't want to talk about in a fashion of, you know, yes, he had to pay that young lady $23 million.
Wow.
He settled out of court, $23 million.
Wow.
And, you know, they were dating. They were together. He just had some, you know.
Dating?
That's what they said. They dated.
Dated? Okay.
Yeah, they kicked it. They dated. He has some, you know, he has some sexual fantasy things that he did with Shorty, which to me, he should have not been sued for. And then she threw the sexual assault, but she didn't do it in a manner of, she didn't do it in a manner of he going to jail. She did it in a manner of I want money. So if it was sex, so it ain't really sexual assault. It's what you consented to, but because we're not going to talk about that. The thing is this, I want to talk about. Us as, I'm only talking about black men in power and media and doing shit, sexual discipline. I'm tired of seeing us with no sexual discipline. Diddy is only in trouble because he has a lack of sexual discipline. Shannon Sharp was only in trouble based on a lack of sexual discipline. Why do we have so many issues with sexual discipline?
You just killed my closing statement. I think lust is one of them things as a youth, you know what I mean, attacks us in a way. We all handle it differently.
Right.
But I think a lot of times money intensifies whatever issue you have.
Okay.
I'm putting it like.
Let's talk about safely. It. I'm with that.
Money is just about any business. It's like, let's say you're a good person. You want to do things in the community. You try to help your neighbors.
Uh-huh.
Money will just make you be like a great person in the community. You'll be having community centers as we see certain people always doing things in the community. They don't care if the camera's on or nothing. They're always doing for people. Money just intensified their true individuality. Like you have some women that are just like the strong person in the family. You know, they look out for the nieces, the nephews, and all of that. If they ended up becoming wealthy, they become the person that might put the family union together. They do great things. Now, if you have that person that's a creep, when he gets that money, he becomes a bigger creep. He throws all of these little weird-ass parties. He's doing all this wild shit. He's out of control. And then when you add drugs and alcohol to it, he's out of control. Then on another note, you have guys that aren't used to getting the women. You know, we joke about the Mystic Get Bitches and shit.
Right,
and
we laugh, do.
But
right.
But guys that aren't used to female attention, then when they get money, and now the female's coming after them for that money, all of that deviant behavior is intensified. Now they got the money to finance the shit that they couldn't do before. No justification, but you don't see broke people having these issues. You know what I'm saying? Because first of all, they can't sue you for nothing because you don't have no money.
Right.
But you have to protect your investment. You're your biggest investment. And a lot of the downfalls from black men is because of lust.
Yep, sexual
discipline. Like, you're losing careers over lust.
They're getting sued. $20
million
not even a
person that you was fucking.
You was about to get 100 M's.
Oh, yeah.
From ESPN. You was about to get 100 M's. You're now fired from ESPN. You was about to get $100 million. You was about to get what Stephen A. got. You was literally about to get what Stephen A. got. Stephen A. just got 100 M's. You was about to get what Stephen A. got in a shorter amount of time than what Stephen A. got it. And now you're not getting that shit because you couldn't keep your sexual desires in check. You couldn't get yourself with a female that's low key. You go and get a fucking OnlyFans model.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about the age because she was a grown ass woman, and I'm so tired of people making that seem like he a creep for fucking a grown ass woman. That's the shit that pisses me off. She a grown-ass woman. She also made decisions. He didn't groom her. She made a decision. The little girl was already on OnlyFans. She's a grown-ass fucking woman. So he had sex with a grown woman under the conditions that they were going to have sex. He also paid for Box. It was obvious that he paid her to make sure she continued whatever lifestyle that she was continuing. So, but his ass couldn't keep his sexual desires in check enough. Obvious. Yo, the shit he did on Instagram. We know, I done been live 1,000 times on Instagram. It's a couple of steps.
That shit is so fake, yo.
You knew what you was doing, bro.
There's no way you just go on live by accident, bro.
No fucking way. You went live, you fucked shorty, and then you got a deal. And he probably was fucking the girl that we talking about on the video, on the audio. Probably was fucking shorty. You got the audio. You did what you did. You got a deal. You got a condom deal out of that shit.
That's crazy.
And a man, and a man, health, you know, peel deal out of that shit. That could have all been a stunt to get that little bit of chicken. Now you did this situation, and because your lack of sexual discipline and ego, because we know shorty brought it to you already. We know her and her lawyer brought it to you and said, hey, do, we going to go public. This nigga going to say, just like Jay-Z, don't put yourself in that same category with another man. You're not the same. You know you doing wild sexual deviant shit with this little girl, young girl, and it ain't the same with Hov. Hov ain't did none of that shit. He's like, bro, I ain't did none of this. This nigga is lying. You did do the shit. So you compared yourself instead of just like Puff. He should have paid Cassie before she went public and would have been a problem. He should have just went ahead and told Shorty, look, you're not getting 100, you're not getting 50 million from me, but I'll give you 10. That girl would have took that 10. She'd have took that 10 million and went on about her business.
Well, if you'd have never beat her up in the hallway.
I'm talking about Shannon. I skipped out of Diddy shit.
Oh, okay.
Even with the Diddy shit, yes, he shouldn't have beat her up in the hallway. But before then, Cassie was the reason why they even dropped that video. He should have went ahead and broke bread with her. That video of that fight would have never happened.
Yeah, but that fight wasn't going that direction. We can leave it alone.
I don't even want to hash out that shit. But with Shannon, he should have broke bread, gave that girl $10 million, and moved about his business. But keep your dick in some type of sexual discipline, man.
I'm gonna say this, man. And if somebody takes the wrong way, I don't even care. We all got a certain level a female we rock with in our life. You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean nobody's better than anybody, but you know the kind of women that you've pulled.
Yes.
Just off your face in your game.
Yes.
I know the level of women I can pull off my face in my game.
Yes.
Boom.
Shannon, ugly nigga, bro. He ain't pulling no bitches.
Shine.
He ain't pulling no bitches.
I wasn't going to say that. But this is what I'm saying. You're dealing with these women that men think are gorgeous.
Excuse my French.
Whether I like them or not, you know without money, that woman would not be with you, especially a woman that much younger than you, off of your face, right?
Right.
You have this scenario.
Right.
You already know you're on unsafe waters.
Already, bro.
Even if you know how to swim, if you go too deep, you're going to drown. So you know there's nothing positive, bars. There's nothing positive coming out of that. Nothing. You're not going to marry her and have kids.
Nah.
If you do, she's going to leave you and take your money.
All that matters.
You're not going to have a dating relationship. It's going to be transactional.
Yeah.
So I don't know what safety net you have. You can, even if you sign some kind of disclaimer or whatever, there's going to be a way around that where she's going to sue you for choking her too hard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You like choking. She claims to like being choked. She can publicly say she likes being choked, but she can tell the judge, this one particular time he choked me too hard and I said the safe word and he didn't stop. Now you're losing 10, 20 million for that.
Yep.
Or let's say she likes anal, but she only likes it slow. Yep. This one time you do it rough. Oh, he did it so hard. He
sodomized ripped my, me.
They'll change it now. So instead of anal sex, now it's sodomy.
Yeah,
which is the same thing. But now they want to change the verbiage and now you got to pay her 20 million because you tore her rectum.
Yep.
Bro, I don't know what to tell y'all niggas, man. For real.
No, Joe, bro. Just you gotta have a level of sexual discipline, bro.
Bro, find you a woman.
Find you a chick that you know y'all can get.
And
busy
I know that's
like
not
that.
Easy, man. But when you find that woman, either. you really, it's not.
It's not hard.
But it's hard when you're not part of the Mr. Get Bitches team. I digress.
That is a fact.
But
that boy spent the day, boy.
When you find that woman that you're sexually compatible with, bro, it's hard. Ladies, what y'all don't realize, it's hard for men to do the monogamy thing. It is, but it's not impossible.
It's actually
a great thing, finding that person you're compatible with.
But
when you find that person that's compatible with you and understands your goofiness and understands once in a while you got desires to do what you need to do, bro, lock in.
Lock in. I watched this video.
Lock in,
man. I don't want to change, but I watched this video where this girl told, there's a video online, the girl told her dude, she said, move out the way, let me suck your dick while you drive it. He was like, she was like, what's wrong? You tired? He said, you done it five times today already. He wanted her to stop. He was tired.
Yeah,
he was drained. He was drained.
Six times a day? You cool with that?
Not a day.
Son, I ain't got no more load.
Yeah, not a day. Not six top balls a day.
I don't think.
I could do two a day, though. Treat it like a sports day.
Are they five top offs to completion, or she just?
It sounds like she's complete.
She's good.
She sounds like she's complete.
She's good.
He good.
No, she's demonic. Five completions?
Because yo, for you to complain, she was like, "You out of energy." She said it. She looked at you out of energy while she's filming herself. You out of energy? Listen, you all right?
After two unloaded clips, shooting blanks anyway. Them Airbus. Airbus can make you pass out.
Or a little bit. Or that shit is like a single shot.
Bro, I don't care who you are. That 4 or 5, that's Airbus. That's Airbus, son. If you don't know what Airbus is, I don't know what to tell you.
We've been there. That should make you pass out.
No, I'm talking about.
Have you really been fucking?
Airbus?
That should make you, you be like, oh my God.
Yeah, because
it feel good, but it's like weird feel good.
Yeah, that Airbus.
It's a weird feel good because it's nothing coming out.
It don't come
out. But that shit is like. It's like super sensitive.
What?
Leave me alone.
That Airbus, you gonna hit a tree. Word. It's crazy.
You know what I mean? But that's what we mean about finding a woman that fulfill your sexual. Yo, a female, you make her comfortable enough and you doing everything you're supposed to do, whatever that is within your realm of your relationship, and she comfortable enough with you, yo, she will be happy to do it. Whatever you want.
Certain things are meant to be a one-shot deal, though. If you, and this is being the old guy in the room, sensible. When you dealing with a woman 30 years younger than you or something like that, man, that has to be a one-hit deal.
Yeah.
Maybe 2-3 times the most and be out, man. Yeah. Leave a pair of sneakers and just
it's
go.
Not no relationship.
You can't sustain it because in the end you're going to lose. Whether
it's not no relationship.
And if you take it to a point of where you have a child get married or something like that, she's going to kill you in the end, yo. And I'm not saying it's not possible to have a relationship with an age difference.
Nah,
but when
you're
talking,
fuck that shit.
When you're talking 30 years,
especially when you got money, you got a level of money, and all you've been doing is tricking.
Okay,
excuse my French.
If you broke, and she's 20 years younger than you,
that's different,
bro. You safe, yo.
Yeah, that's different.
You work at UPS. You all right. She just wants your insurance and shit.
Yeah, that's different.
You're retired when you pass.
She actually loves you. She actually loves you.
Or she likes you enough to know she's not gonna meet nobody better.
Yeah, like
either way, bro.
You hit a couple of check marks on her.
You're safe.
That's a fact.
But Michael Parsons, you get ready to sign that new deal whenever Jerry Jones start tripping. Chill.
I think he married, ain't he?
I don't know, but he keeps his life kind of.
That's good. Keep it to himself.
He keeps his life kind of good. He can be out of control, but his personal life.
He want to be an Eagle anyway, bro. Now, I didn't even want to say that. That nigga won't be an Eagle anyway.
Nah, he likes the 49ers. He said he likes how the coach treats the players.
Bro. He won't be an Eagle, bro.
You said you didn't want him on the Eagles.
I don't.
You tripping.
But I'll take him. I don't want him, but I'll take him. Bro, have him on the other end of Jalen Carter. Doug, talk about defense. Kill it. We have Jalen Carter on this end, Michael Parsons on this end.
20 sacks.
Oh, my God.
He'll get 20 sacks.
Oh, my God.
He'll get 20
Nobody sacks. Will be able to stop our line. Dog. We ain't blitz in the fucking in the fucking Super Bowl. We would definitely never have to blitz with them two. We'll never have to blitz.
But back to the topic.
And we're running packages. But discipline.
No, but back to the topic. Mm-hmm. When Europeans do it.
We can't do that. I'm done with that topic.
You're not hearing what I'm saying.
I get you.
No, you're not hearing what I'm saying.
Okay, I'll let you go ahead.
When Europeans do it, they take pictures, they put it in the newspaper, and nobody flinches.
Right, that's a fact. Okay, I see the direction.
You know what I'm saying? And nobody flinches.
Right.
But, and I always say, you can't look at other people doing stuff and think you could do it because they can't.
Right.
That dynamic never existed, ever.
No.
Ever.
You black, man.
You got a person in jail right now, and all they keep talking about is these weird freak-offs. They've been doing this stuff forever. But you can't just do stuff because other people do it.
Right.
And he was at the top of the food chain.
Top of the food chain.
Shannon Sharp, everybody knows your business.
But let's go back and forth. Shannon has had an issue with sexual discipline for a very long time.
As I said.
You think he would have fucking figured that shit out by now.
Well, it's not as easy.
Because he had that issue at Fox.
It's not as easy as we say it. Some people actually do need counseling.
He had that issue at CBS.
But you have to hold yourself accountable. And then you got to go to root cause analysis. I keep getting sued. Why do I keep getting sued? I'm a perv.
Right.
I need to talk to somebody.
I need to lead these young girls.
Sometimes you can't do it on your own.
Yeah.
they have counselors that specialize in that. And we can laugh about it and be like, oh, that's goofy shit. Hey, bro, if it's going to save your legacy, you might need to sit down and talk to somebody. That's your personal life and business. Something is going on within you that makes you be out of control with these women. It is not worth paying $100 million in lawsuits over a career. That's crazy.
That's crazy as hell, bro.
That's wild.
I mean, I agree.
That's wild that women is even getting paid like that.
If you don't have a level of sexual discipline, that's what's going to happen. Well, the bitch retired from OnlyFans. She said, I'm retiring from OnlyFans.
Yeah, but what are you saying? You just got 20 million. I hope so. Dummy.
I'll take forever to pay her, too. That 20 million, that 23 million be spaced out over 23 years.
I ain't got it. I just got
that's
fired.
A million a year. That's what you be getting. But that's his fault. You know, anything else? There's nothing else. It's one other topic, but I think we kind of touched that. And I want to touch that in a little more in depth. So I'll save that for the next episode. But
yo, what's up with the WNBA throwing dildos on the floor, man?
I was trying not to say that. I was trying to leave that alone, bro.
Son, we ain't got to go into
it's,
it.
It's two all games right. in a row somebody threw a green son, dildo. To they me, said they caught the guy. I think that's the WNBA doing that themselves.
They said he caught the guy.
He did it two games, bro.
They said he caught the guy.
It was the same guy both games?
Son, I think it's all bullshit.
You ain't I think nobody. The WNBA doing that themselves. I personally think that is a tactic for headlines.
Think a former player did
a green? No, I think a WNBA representative is sitting up there and chucking green dildos.
Chicks out here got green dildos?
I don't know.
That's
dude.
Wild, son.
I don't know what they got going on.
You got fetishes of Martian wood.
Yo, it's two times in a row. Who just throwing a green dick on the ground, son?
Wow, man.
Like, yo, that's wild to me.
Yeah, that's
crazy. If it happens one more game, bro, that's a serial they say they
found the person.
That's cap.
So if it happens one more time,
I believe
it's a real thing. No, if it happens one more time, I think it's a real thing. If it just disappears, I don't know, man.
Man, go ahead and end the show, bro. We already had an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm hungry, man.
We had a great show last show. We dug into some topics we haven't really touched on before. What I was going to end with, we already talked about, you know what I mean, the self-discipline, things of that nature, man. But one thing I am going to say, as far as being a podcaster, man, and putting things out, when we put these clips out, please listen to understand, more so listen to respond. Because so many times somebody will comment and they think they're going to get people to be on their side and they'll comment some goofy shit. They got nothing to do with what we're saying. Now, granted, we don't think we're right all the time. We don't say we're right all the time. Mm-hmm. But if you give us a healthy conversation, we can do that.
Yeah,
that's what podcasting really should be about. It's a healthy conversation. It's creative expression. But if you want to halfway hear what I'm saying and then attack me for it, then I will intellectually, violently harm you. I have no problem with it. He does things a little differently, and that's fine. He'll probably curse you out of some crazy shit. Yeah, but I'm going to intellectually make you go sit in your corner. Because it's foolishness. We don't attack people. We don't attack women. We actually applaud women
right. More
than most podcasts do on a regular. We just crack jokes a lot.
Yeah,
we stay silly because this is the black male podcast. This is what we do when we converse. This is what we do when
Facts.
We build.
Facts.
Take the show for what it is. We're people. We have a variety of opinions. We have a variety of outlooks. Don't take the whole totality of us as people based on a 30, 40-second clip. That shows your unintelligence. That shows your range of motion is limited. And that shows you're just erratic because you don't know me. You don't know my partner. You know nothing about the show. You're just a random TikTok person that wants to put 30 clown emojis up. And it was about 30 of them. You know what I'm saying? That was one of our most supported clips. Yeah. You're the one person that said we're going to misguide the youth.
She was so wrong.
Yeah, misguiding them how?
She was so wrong.
Okay, well, that's all I'm going to say.
It was funny, though.
It was. I had fun with it.
Yeah, it was fun.
But listen to understand rather than listen to respond, bro.
I'm with that. It's a great, 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 great point. Great, great point.
And it'll never get old.
Nope. I also want to say you've been showing off with those glasses.
I'm stunned. I'm shining.
I saw the green case, and I was trying to let it slide, but all episode, I was trying to let it slide. We're not giving them no promo.
They don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. It's they a blank know case. What it is. If you know, you know.
It's a blank case.
Yeah.
If you know, that's on you. I didn't pop it open.
Put that shit down, man.
Nah, come on.
And you got it in the shot. I'm going to make sure I blur that shit out. I'm going to blur it out.
Cut it out, man. Yo, it's time for the sponsors to come through, man. Real talk, man. I'm talking about Big Care, all that shit, man. Cut it out. Y'all acting like y'all don't see what it is.
It's my fault. So we gonna intensify that.
Nah, we ain't gonna talk about that. It's your fault. I ain't pointing no fingers. I'm just saying.
We're gonna intensify that. I agree.
Bring it to the table, man. My man got his knees out. You know what I'm saying?
Take it down.
You know what I mean? He trying to get a lotion deal. Moisturize
your kneecaps, son. Y'all niggas, I'll moisturize these shits right on show, bro. For the brand, bro. I'll rub these bitches down.
He on his Cam Newton for the day.
Okay. Is he right there? He'll see me do this shit.
Oh, man.
And this nigga will compliment my lotion. He'll read the ad. He'll read the ad as I'm rubbing it.
I'm not doing that.
Yo, we can put that ad right here. Take a
few. Yeah, and that'd be the bullshit to go viral. Big 6'6 nigga lotioning his kneecaps.
That shit is sexy.
Oh, my God.
This is the Black Male Podcast. TS is who I am.
Jake Dot is who I am.
We'll catch y'all next week, man. Hopefully, because he be tripping. All right, peace. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,